Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Garbage Day at the ranch. The Sig Sauer Studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile Communication Command and Control Center microphone on fire for you. X Insurance presents this to you every single day, ladies and gentlemen. X Insurance. Etch that into your mind. Real insurance, not fake garbage that will walk away from you, but a real insurance company that will defend you all the way to the mat. They're not throwing you out. They're not dropping you. No threat of that whatsoever. They're going to the mat with you. If, God forbid, that happens, we're talking about your freedom. But they do that in every aspect of their business. Xinsurance.com. You can find them at armedamericanradio.com. Greg in Dallas, how are you doing today?
Here we are, hour two.
Yeah, I want to point out that we have second channels for the video. A lot of you like to watch the show, and that's fine. We love that, in fact. It's a lot of fun to do. But that second channel, since we've had some changes, we upgraded a lot of things here. That second channel is not yet up. I had anticipated it would be up on Monday this week, Greg, but it's not. So those of you who like to listen to the show or listen to online and like to watch it, you're not getting the video, obviously. So you have to go to Guns and flip over and listen to it on the radio. And those of you on the West Coast getting the show, we appreciate you guys very much. So, Greg, I'm not going to ask you to do your spiel. I'm not sure if I know what to do.
Yeah, there's a whole 30 seconds. You're not too sure what to do with yourself. I guess I could tell them just to head on over to the Listen Live link instead of the Watch Live. So there's that.
You do that and tell them how to get in on the chat because that's still active. Why don't you do that? And then I want to play some Tulsi Gabbard stuff that's really fun to listen to.
All right. For all resources for Armed American Radio, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. Since the video is not up for hour two, you can just head on over to the menu icon on the right-hand side of that website and click the Listen Live option. That's all we are on right now. If you want to catch any previous episode, well, we've also got the podcast link that's posting every day with all the recent episodes. And if you'd like to join our live chat, which is still active right now, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Thanks for doing that. Yeah. So now we don't have to warn you not to drive because you're listening in your cars and all that fun stuff. Gabbard's change of heart. I spent better part of an hour talking with Dave Workman about this. Tulsi Gabbard fascinates me. Greg, I don't know why. For years, I looked at her and I thought, why are you a Democrat?
Well,
go ahead.
She's clearly a Democrat. The reason why you're asking why are you a Democrat is kind of rhetorical simply because the party has gone so far left. We know why.
That's correct. That's correct. And you're right on that. There's no question about it. She voted lockstep. She was a Democrat,
absolutely,
ladies and gentlemen.
She carried the water.
She did carry the water. But as the party continued to shift farther left, Tulsi Gabbard appears not to have gone that direction with the party, which is why she left the party. And she is saying a lot of the same thing. Here's where the danger is. Greg, I think you'll agree with me. The danger is a guy like Bill Maher. Let's take Bill Maher. He's a great example of what we're talking about here. Over the last year and a half, 2 years, maybe 3 years during this administration, you've seen Bill Maher seemingly become a little more far right. Bill Maher has not become far right anything.
No.
The Democrat Party has gone so far left that Bill Maher appears a certain way because he's an old school classic liberal. Progressive on some issues, somewhat conservative. He's a gun owner. He's made it clear he's never given up his gun. unless he knows for certain everybody did, yeah. And he knows that's not going to happen.
I think that's the only conservative idea that he has.
That's correct. He's an old school classic liberal. He's an idiot liberal, no question about it.
Yep.
But he's not as idiot liberal as he used to be 5 years ago, 8 years ago, because the party has shifted so far left. You agree with me?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so he has pretty much stayed within his lane while the party has moved way over into the left HOV lane, okay? That's where Gabbard is. But I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt when it comes to two-way issues right now. And I'm going to play this. It's about a 3.5 minute. I have time now, or should I hold? We have time.
Yeah, we got time.
Let me go ahead and play this. This will take us to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Take a listen to Tulsi Gabbard talking to Don Jr.
So, you know, when I'm looking at the comments now, I think it seems, you know, one of the big concerns is, you know, about the Second Amendment. Obviously, you're a veteran. You've served. You understand that. And lately, I've seen you actually hanging out with some of my buddies, you know, over at Sons of Liberty Gunworks. I know I do stuff with them with my sort of outdoor publication and my sort of my crazy other lives. You know, talk a little bit about that, because there seems to be sort of, you know, has there been a change in that? Is there just a more of an understanding, of the Second Amendment? Because it's the one that seems to repeat itself a lot. I'd love you to just be able to address it for the crowd.
Yeah, of course. Now, I grew up here in Hawaii, where, as you probably know, it's one of the most restrictive gun ownership states in the country. I certainly didn't grow up in any kind of gun culture or things like some of my friends and your friends, where they grew up around guns ever since they were kids. I probably shot a pistol with my dad a couple of times and didn't touch a rifle until I joined the military. And even then, for those of you who may be watching who served in the military, you know how restrictive the military is with firearms for safety reasons. You sign your rifle out, you go to the range, you qualify, or you do your training event. Every single bullet is accounted for. Every single rifle is carefully accounted for. And of course, it's locked up at the end of the day. So I've always held the position that I support the Second Amendment and understood our intrinsic right as humans to defend ourselves and to defend our loved ones. I got to tell you, as time went on and I spent a lot of time, especially over my campaign for president and the years since, with a lot of folks in New Hampshire and Iowa and different parts of the country who had a very different experience than I did growing up. They raised a lot of concerns around some of the things that throughout my time in Congress had all been coined as, well, this is common sense gun safety laws. This is well-intentioned in order to try to make sure that our communities are safe. Yeah. That's a pretty compelling argument. But as with many things in Washington, as you know well, once you start peeling back the surface, you can understand that for a lot of folks who are using those words, they don't have good intentions at all. Their real objective is to try to get rid of the Second Amendment and take away our right to own firearms and our right to defend ourselves. And even more pointedly, especially with where we are now and where the Biden-Harris administration has taken us, our founders intended the Second Amendment to be a check on the abuse of power by a tyrannical government. And when you look back at the things that started to roll out throughout COVID, when you look at what the Biden-Harris administration has done, where they're using the power of our law enforcement, the county, state, and federal level in different ways, using the power of the Department of Justice, the power of the national security state against American citizens. You had that clip of Representative Adam Schiff there in your opening, one of the biggest offenders of this, where they have no issue using the secret FISA court to surveil Americans illegally without a warrant. They have no issue sicking the FBI or other law enforcement agencies against American citizens who've done nothing wrong other than exercise their right to free speech. So over time, my increased understanding, my being able to have some really great and honest conversations with Americans who cherish our freedom, who cherish the Second Amendment, helped me better understand what it really meant. My husband and I are gun owners and recently competed in the tactical games for the first time. I appreciate and respect every American's right to own a gun or not to own a gun.
All right. Interesting words from Tulsi Gabbard, to say the least. Here's why. She can never back away from that ever, Greg, ever. She can't ever back away from that. It's
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, it's
she
out
said
there.
It. It's done. It's out there. It's done. She was forceful in her defense of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm telling you I will take her at her word. I don't generally take a politician at word, particularly a lifelong Democrat, ever. But I will on this because she, not just because she said it, but she said all of the right things in a way I've never heard a Democrat say, ever. And then she went after the administration, and as we were talking about with Dave Workman in the previous segment, really said the quiet part out loud. The tyrannical government aspect of the Second Amendment, which the Democrats like to call you, oh, I don't know, radical.
Extremist.
Patriot. Extremist, great word, exactly. That's the one I was looking for and didn't get out. Thanks for that. Appreciate it very much. So when we come back from the break, Greg, I want to get your thoughts on that, and then we'll move on to some other topics that are out there in 2A world, because 18 to 20-year-olds are now screwed. We'll explain that when we come back from the break. How so? Well, because those not-so-instant background checks are now being enforced. We'll talk about that. More to come on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The second hour of the broadcast is well underway. We'll be back in 4 minutes on the flip side of the break. See you then. Don't go away. Be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Oh, hey, welcome back, guys. wipe off a camera lens and get all kinds of weird things going on at a radio station studio.
Surprising
Greg
how that
in
happens.
Dallas, Texas. Surprising how that happens. Welcome back, guys. Six-hour studio lit up for you, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And, Patriot Mobile microphone, all brought to you by X Insurance. Greg, Patriot Mobile.
Yeah, Patriot Mobile.
At the ranch. You were my first phone call. I thought it was going to be Dave Workman, but I went ahead and called you first. So there you go.
Yeah, not surprising.
Congratulations. Yeah, and so, yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. PatriotMobile.com. Because Patriot Mobile supports my lifestyle. They support the Second Amendment. They support the organizations that are represented on this show. Why would you not support them? If you got a cell phone, flip it over. You're getting the same stuff and the same towers. And it's Patriot Mobile. It's no longer who you're using, whoever that is. We don't have to name their names, and we never will. Doesn't matter. Patriot Mobile's got your back. Yeah, they really got my back here at the ranch now, because during the last hour, we went active with them. Pretty cool stuff. So let's wrap up the Tulsi Gabbard thing. Really interesting stuff. I don't believe we've seen politically, Greg, the end of Tulsi Gabbard.
No.
I don't think we have. She's too young. She's very well-spoken. She's a damn good politician, as politicians go. And I believe, like Dave, what was the word he used? Epiphany? She's had an epiphany?
I think so, yeah.
I think she has. And there's no way that she can backtrack from those remarks, because it was pointed out. Had she said something like, I've always supported the Second Amendment. Joe Biden says he supports the Second Amendment. Joe Biden's a dementia-addled buffoon who says whatever he wants to say because it's politically expedient. He would never say, nor would Murphy ever say, nor would Bloomberg or whoever's funding them, what any of the gun groups who all claim to support the Second Amendment, would never say what she said, ever.
It's going to sound bizarre. I support the Second Amendment.
Right. The fact that he had to paraphrase it with, this is going to sound bizarre, tells you everything you need to know, Greg.
Yeah, because that almost leans to the fact, for everyone that has talked to me behind the scenes, you've heard what I've really said. And I'm having to place I'm having to place this caveat ahead of what I'm about to say, so that you don't freak out. But I do support the Second Amendment. I know that sounds bizarre.
And to those of you who know what I'm really thinking.
Yes, exactly.
When I used to think and could think cognitively, but I can't now because I have. He's probably sad, and it's sad. This is beyond Alzheimer's. I think he's got the Lewy body. Or frontal lobe, frontal whatever it is, dementia.
because he's exhibiting all the signs. My father-in-law suffered from it. It's horrible, but he is suffering from all the signs. But regardless of all that, no Democrat has ever gone into the weeds like she did. And she went into the weeds, even to the tyrannical government aspect of the 2A, and pointed out this administration and what it is they're doing. So there's no backtracking for her on this. And as a politician, she's very well aware of that. So why? She doesn't have to say those things, does she?
No, she didn't have to give this speech at all. But I think I think she's finding out that the you know, how far the Democrat Party has run away from her, and how far how much she actually had in common with more conservative minded people. And you know, sometimes it takes instances like what we're living through for the past 3 years in order to open people's eyes up on what's really important, because they find themselves cheerleading a lot of things that are okay to cheerlead in good times, but when times are really serious, then you start finding out where the core issues are that are really important. And I think that's what she's having, is a moment of clarity on what is really important and what the people really find is important, and who the BSers are that she's been too busy paying attention to lately or in years past.
So that begs this question, because that was great. You're right on. Absolutely spot on. But that begs this question. Was she a stupid sucker prior to having the epiphany?
Yes.
Because she actually believed. Look, I can tell you right now, there's Joe Biden. He has no convictions. None. If they had to shift the Democrat Party to being pro-gun in order to be a Democrat Party or it would go away, they would find a way to do it and have help from the media. Because that's how devious and evil they are. Look what they've done with their racist history. With help from the mainstream media, who just, through big giant lies of omission, never brings it up, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
They get away with it.
Well, she's also been slapped around by the media also. And so she's seeing what they did to her. And she thought that she was probably not an anomaly, that she was the one that was safe because she's a woman and she's of a minority and because she's a veteran and, you know, and she was an officer and yada, yada. They always treated her with kid gloves. But as soon as she came out identifying problems that were going on and then supporting conservative ideas and speaking at CPAC and so on, they have turned on her, and she has had that realization, that epiphany, that, oh, I am not in lockstep, and now they're coming mm-hmm. after me. And now I see exactly what people I may have misjudged previously, who said that they were coming after them and that things were a witch hunt. And now I actually see what's going on. And yes, they were correct.
Yeah, and again, that takes me right back to this. If she did not have some political, I would say agenda, that's not the right word, aspirations, I guess is the best way to put it, she wouldn't even be talking about this.
No.
She wouldn't even be out there.
She'd be at home.
She'd be at home. She'd be enjoying beautiful Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
She would be surfing, because she's a surfer chick.
I also think that,
which I think is cool, by the way, but, you know, she would not be on Don Jr.'s, the son of the former president, soon to be the next president. She wouldn't be on his podcast talking about this.
Yeah, I think this is part of her call to service, just as a point of her life, that she, you know, she served in the military, she had that calling, and now she's out, and she has a calling to represent the people. And I think that she is starting to see the agenda that is being laid out and how it's being laid out and who it's being laid out against. And if they're not in step with what the overlords say there should be, well, then she realizes that she still has battles to fight, fortunately, and she found herself on the right side.
Yeah, she definitely did. So I'm taking her at her word on that. I'm publicly stating that right now. I am, because of what we're talking about now.
I don't think she's
a
liar.
There's no backtracking. No, not at all. I don't either. And look, I can't do it, because there's nothing I agree with the Democrat parties ever since I was a child. Nothing. But there are people out there. Now we're getting ready to take a break. I do want to go here when we come back from this break, though, because it is important to point out there are Democrats who own guns. And I want to make a point about that, because it's important. There are decent people out there. Dave and I were talking before, that are Democrats. But I guess I got to go back to that question I asked about Tulsi Gabbard. Are they just dumb suckers? Well, I know some that are. But I know some that actually believe other things. When we come back, I'll explain what I'm talking about. Then we'll move on to the FBI conducting the now non-instant background checks. Armed American Radio's daily defense is well underway. We're mid-show, mid-hour now in the second hour of the program. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Indeed you are. When you buy Defender Coffee, you are supporting the Second Amendment. I drink it every single day. Greg, ask me how many cups of Defender Coffee I had to start my day today.
Mark, how many cups of Defender Coffee did you have today?
I don't know. I lost count because I actually made a pot of it. I generally don't make a pot of coffee. Who gets up and makes a pot of coffee?
Me.
You do make a pot, not just one glass or cup, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, I currently am going through kind of a K-cup thing right now, but typically I'll make a pot of coffee and, you know, pour it into a big mug.
Yeah, I made a pot, and throughout the day, you know, when the little heater thing goes off, right?
You
just pour it in a cup, stick it in the microwave. I put a little cream and a couple Splendors in it, and you're good to rock and roll. I don't drink black coffee. I've never been able to drink black coffee.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I order the foo-foo drinks. You know, when I'm out at a coffee shop and my wife orders black coffee and looks at me funny. Hmm. She's the one that gets the black coffee, so it's kind of opposite. But DefenderCoffee.com, and a portion of the profits, every cup I make from every bag, goes to the Second Amendment Foundation at the end of the year. That's a win-win all the way around, ladies and gentlemen. So DefenderCoffee.com, if you're going to drink coffee, drink great coffee and support the SAF. You can also support GOA. You can probably support both. And there's others in there as well. So DefenderCoffee.com. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Do the right thing, right? All right, so I want to go back to this Democrat thing for just a second. Because, you know, when you talk about this radical shift left of the party, an individual came to my mind. I was driving up into the mountains this past weekend, Greg, here in Georgia. It was a beautiful weekend. And the road turns into the Zell Miller Parkway, right? Zell Miller was very conservative Democrat.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Right? You know, we lost Zell Miller not long ago. I would have voted for Zell Miller. I didn't have a chance because I didn't live here at the time. But I think I would have voted for Zell Miller. I don't know. I never had the chance. But I can honestly tell you I've never voted for a D ever. But I, you know, Zell Miller was, I probably wouldn't have only because he was a Democrat. I probably wouldn't have. If there was a Republican, I probably would have. But if I didn't know anything, you know, about him or anything like that, it just his policy, which is the way you're supposed to vote anyway, I likely would have. So I don't know. But you ask about these Democrats and guns, right? We're talking about Tulsi Gabbard. It's really interesting. Tulsi Gabbard clearly enjoys her guns. I take her at her word for that and everything that she said. But we've asked the question and talked about it here before. There's a lot of Democrats, Greg, that love guns. I know a lot of them myself.
Sure.
That are gun owners. Here's the difference. Guns are just not their issue. You ask, why are they, you know, why do they put up with that within their party? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's not their number one issue. Maybe it's abortion. Maybe it's climate change. Maybe it's whatever other dopey thing the Democrats want to take my money and throw it out to. Maybe it's that. Whatever it is, that's part of the Democrat platform. That doesn't mean they don't love their guns. It just means it's not their number one issue like it is for you listeners or me. Because I vote my guns, Greg, period. And fortunately, the conservative agenda is something that I support overall anyway. I certainly have my differences with the Republican Party only because they're not conservative enough, right? As far as I'm concerned. But that's, you know, you got to look at those Democrats. Some of them are fixable. Some of them are fixable. But let's talk about how far left the party has gone briefly before I go over to the FBI. Greg, did you see the story today that the Democrats are all pissed off? They're going crazy. Their heads are popping like Whiteheads because a Republican filed a bill to rename Dulles Donald Trump International Airport in D.C.
Well, I have not seen that, but wow.
Yeah, they're going nuts, man. They're losing it.
Love it.
Dem Rep Sean Casten called the GOP bill's supporters, quote, children competing for the attention of an abusive parent.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. But they're furious about it. And it was Representative Reschenthaler, Republican from Pennsylvania. I don't know who he is. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard of him.
I haven't.
Unveiled a bill backed by six of his fellow House Republicans to change the name of Washington's Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport.
Perfect.
Now, it is. It stands virtually zero chance of coming out of this Congress. And there's no chance it will be signed by a Joe Biden. But Joe Biden, he'd probably sign it if somebody told him not to because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Sneaky.
And by the way, there's a meme in here that I do want to mention, Greg, that you and I were talking about during the break. Joe Biden put the word Dem or put the Dem in dementia.
Yes, he did.
So that's beautiful. Yes. I can't believe I hadn't heard that before. It's perfect. And it's so true. But so I looked at this and I thought, look, these guys they're going crazy. It's triggering them. They're just going nuts. Donald Trump is facing 91 felony charges. If Republicans want to name something after him, I'd suggest they find a federal prison, said Democrat Jerry Connolly from Virginia, whose district, what does it partially covers? Dulles, right?
Yeah. Connolly, let's search your hard drive and see where you're at afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll never even be suggested for an airport name.
Yeah.
There's that.
I mean, Dulles probably shouldn't have been named. The airport shouldn't have been named after Alan Dulles, the founder of the CIA. But, you know, I mean, they're into naming buildings after some worthless people. So,
well, it reminded me of what we talked about last week in Arkansas, because in Arkansas, you fly out of Bill and Hillary Clinton International Airport.
Yeah.
Dems are okay with that. A perjuring predator, sexual predator, who abused an intern in the White House, got caught, lied about it under oath, and whose wife was destroying hard drives and creating fake dossiers.
Let's not talk about the kill streak they have going.
Yeah, let's not talk about 75 friends who have all committed suicide. And that the Dems are okay with that. Why? Well, because they're Democrats. This is the hypocrisy. It's just a glaring example of it. But I love it. I love it when it's just in your face like that. And I'm so glad they did it. What does Wexton say? Let's go to work on the real issues the American people sent us here for, not renaming an airport after someone who sought to undermine our democracy.
Yeah, well, let's see how quick they rename that key bridge. In Baltimore.
Oh, that's coming. I can't wait to see the suggestions from the Democrats on that one.
Yeah.
You know that's coming.
Yep.
Yeah. They ought to name it the Donald Trump Bridge.
There you go.
But
we know Maryland's
those things will happen. Those things will happen when Republicans have control of both houses. And that will happen one day. You know, politics flips back and forth.
Mm.
Eventually that will happen. And it will be fun. I can't wait to see that. They start naming buildings and highways and airports and stuff after Donald Trump. It's just going to drive them nuts. How out of touch is the administration? They're out there now gaslighting America, saying they think they can flip Florida.
Yeah, oh, good heavens. And Texas.
Registrations, Republican to Democrat, are 14-1 in Florida right now, by the way. Yeah. Keep gaslighting. Keep telling us that my groceries aren't really costing me what they're costing me. I'm just whacked out. I must be missing something because I'm paying those bills. Crazy, crazy stuff. So let's go to the FBI. That was a fun story. FBI conducting non-instant background checks for 18 to 20-year-olds in compliance with 2022 gun control law. Thanks a lot, Cornyn.
I did see that. Yep.
I guess a background check that's instant isn't instant or shouldn't be instant for 18 to 20-year-olds.
It sounds like an infringement to me.
Of course it is. Background checks are here. They're not going anywhere. As much as I hate to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, unless I'm running the White House and Congress, then they're gone. But as of right now, they're not going. That's just the reality of where we are. But I guess they should change it from national instant NICS
to not so instant.
To not so, for all of us. because it's instant. It's an FBI check. It's instant. They can look at it and see. Nope, no flags, no priors, no whatever, no nothing. For me, but not my son. We'll dig a little deeper into it when we come back. Final segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I've just been informed while we're live on the air from our video production staff that the second hour should be rolling up tomorrow on video. So that's a good thing. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense returns right after the break. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, Patriot Mobile. I activated my Patriot Mobile phone live on the previous hour, Greg, which is very cool. I'm holding my Patriot Mobile phone now. I have Patriot Mobile here at AAR Ranch. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do the same thing and support the businesses that support your lifestyle and, more importantly, your right to bear arms. It's a beautiful thing. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Use the promo code AAR and get free activation, just like we did here at the ranch with this iPhone. There you go. This way too expensive iPhone that they're making way too much money on because they're being made in China and by the communists and slave labor and all that crap. But that's a different story. Welcome back inside the 6 Hour Studios on the Patriot Mobile mic. X Insurance presents it all, and this is a good time to tell you that there are some great sales going on over with the $25 extravaganza is going on for a very, very, very limited time at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio, and you'll see all the deals over there. The slippers themselves are $25. I've never paid lower than $49, and I have several pairs of them. So that'll give you an idea. Towel sets, sheet sets, $25. And if you spend $75, you get free shipping. And all you have to do is go over there to MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio, use the AAR promo code, take advantage of everything. You still get all the same deals. It just shows them that you support AAR, Armed American Radio. You support them for supporting this radio broadcast. And they've been with us for over a decade now, over 10 years. It's an incredible run. So support them and all of our partners. You can find them all. Barrel Buddies over there, barrelbuddy.com. Change the way you clean your guns. All right, all that fun stuff over there, armedamericanradio.com. So, Greg, there's some interesting National Rifle Association's ILA, the Institute for Legislative Action, which I'm so sad was so affiliated with because it's NRA-ILA. The ILA does great work and always has. But they pointed out the other day that it should now be renamed the Never Instant Criminal Background Checks. And what exactly does it do? It takes, if you're under 21 years old, which is an adult, by the way, 18 is an adult. But now if you're 18, 19, or 20 years old, your background check now goes to a separate select group of examiners that now reach out to state juvenile justice departments, mental health departments, and local law enforcement agencies to see if maybe those backgrounds contain potentially, quote, potentially disqualifying information that isn't in the databases automatically queried by NICS. And it's worse because it extends the time examiners have to investigate someone under 21 from 3 to 10 business days. So 10 business days is 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. So that 18-year-old woman or 19-year-old woman or 20-year-old woman who might be being stalked and needs her firearm, nah, not anymore. Nope. The 18-year-old who wants to buy a rifle, Greg? Nope, not anymore. 2 weeks. To 10 business days. Does that shock you, Greg?
No, not at all.
I want to make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. It was Cornyn that worked on this with the Democrats to make sure that this passed. And what I just told you comes directly from the FBI. the FBI. Do you trust the FBI now?
Absolutely not. Haven't trusted them in a while.
Right. So you think if they get a clean bill of health, which they, let's just use my son as an example, they absolutely would. You think they're going to say immediately, no, he's good? Or you think they're going to extend it to 10 days just because they can?
Because they can. And I'm having a kind of a flashback to the Second Amendment here. And is there any kind of language in that Second Amendment that requires a clean bill of health?
Hold on. Let me read it. It's tattooed on my arm. So let me read. I haven't read it in a while, so this is a good time to do that. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless you are an American adult between the ages of 18 and 20 and pass an extended background check. Oh, that's not there. I was making that up. No, it stops. It shall not be infringed. Now, look, I don't care what your position is on the Second Amendment. I don't care if you like guns, don't like guns, whatever. Don't care. But it should anger you as an American that an adult at 18 years old who can be tossed in jail as an adult, tried as an adult, file bankruptcy, leave the house, get married, rent a place, sign a contract, start a business, can't exercise a constitutional right. Greg.
It's ridiculous. It's the same as free speech zones. There should be no permit required in order to have any kind of a protest. But somehow in our history, people have acquiesced to municipal governments being able to say that you can only have free speech zones. You can't just have free speech anywhere. And that somehow passing a background check ensures that a safe purchase of a firearm happens. When most people that commit a lot of heinous crimes, it's their first time.
Yeah, my son is about ready to become a plaintiff about this in the state of Georgia near here real soon. So I'm going to keep you advised on that. The conversations with the attorneys have already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't put up with that nonsense here. Okay? We take care of business. And I would hope that you would do the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. What do I mean by that? Well, you remember during COVID, my wife had let her permit lapse accidentally. And it happens. It happened to me one time too. But regardless, she wanted her permit back during COVID and went in and they said, no, they're not signed. Here in the state of Georgia, you got to go to probate judge in the respective county that you live in. Probate judge here, as well as many other probate judges throughout the state, were not signing weapons licenses, but they were still signing business licenses. They were still signing marriage licenses. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, all of that. Divorce, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't signing concealed weapons licenses. This was pre-constitutional carry in the state of Georgia. My wife and I got together. We talked about this. I took it to the Second Amendment Foundation. I said, no, I don't like this. Nor did the Second Amendment Foundation. We sued. And it went up. We sued in federal court. It went up before an Obama judge who said, and the rule, I'm going to have to bring it back and read that ruling sometime on air. Because he said her Second Amendment rights really haven't been violated because she could still carry a pistol in a case. Or she could still carry a rifle. So my 5'4" wife is going to walk around Publix with an AR-15 slung over her shoulder. Now, that would be pretty cool, and I like that. It's kind of badass. But it isn't practical. The judge was a buffoon. But what he did find was that she had no standing against the governor, these head of the state police and the attorney general here in the state, but she did have standing against the probate judge. So he threw the case out. He said, no, we can't do that, but she does have standing against the probate judge. Now, they knew we were going to turn around and sue him individually, so he capitulated before we did that. And because of my wife's case, Walters v. the probate judge, who I believe he's a different judge now, but regardless, because of that case, boom, tossed. Well, this is what my son's doing. Guys, you got to stand up for what's right. Yeah, sometimes you just have to do those things. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back tomorrow because they don't want us to. You know the routine. I don't have enough time to tell you now, but enjoy your day. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.